Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7 through 14. The Reverend Kevin Robson is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Peter chapter 4. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Above all things, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks as one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Upon a first hearing, this phrase that St. Peter uses, the end of all things, sounds rather disruptive, doesn't it? The end of all things is at hand. Take in those chilling words and your heart misses a half beat. A tinge of restless sorrow intrudes on the mind. All things? Really? Food, drink, house, home, clothing, shoes, land, money, goods, fame, child and wife. Good government, good devout workers, health, good friends, faithful neighbors, opportunities to excel in ventures new and worthy. All the things that we have endeared ourselves to in the now time are squeezed, downward pressed under the gravity of a new and enduring reality revealed. All things? Yes, all things. The gospel is preached to the nations. The end comes. It's just that powerfully simple. The end, the goal, the consummation of the world's existence and history, the divinely foreseen and ordained completion of all things, that is at hand, says Peter. Oh, how we struggle with that. We are, without exception, world-class rank idolaters. Above all things, we love not the other, but ourselves. And for that, we, the blessedly baptized and redeemed, are compelled continually to repent. That the finished aim of all things is ever closer, that God would be glorified through Christ into eternity, what ought to be above all things the cause of our great rejoicing, instead gives way to fearful thoughts and fitful anxieties. Increasingly, it seems to us poor, miserable sinners as if life itself is slipping away all too soon, with opportunities lost, the end imminent. We protect ourselves against such unease in our busyness, our diversions, our addictions. We do not so much love life, and by that I really do mean genuine life, the only true life as it has been received from the glorious Word of God, such love for such life, eternal life in the risen Jesus. That love has grown cold. We don't so much love that life, His life. Our idolatrous love has found another object. We've romantically chained ourselves to the feeble aim of just living for the now, as if by merely wearily living it out now, life would last, as if some thing, any earthly thing, could somehow serve as the source of a better life beyond, as if such living forever could be chased down and attained within a decaying world whose completion, as the apostle reminds us, is drawing ever so near. Apart from Christ, love in itself has no power to truly forgive. Apart from Christ, love in itself cannot constitute a sufficient righteousness before the judgment seat of God. But the love of which St. Peter speaks in the Spirit, that love, covering over a mountain of sins, that love accomplishes something altogether more marvelous. Above all else, in this is that love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us, in sending into the midst of all things His Son, and fleshed in our humanity, Jesus, who loved not His own life, but who placed Himself into the chasm of your death as the atoning, wrath-absorbing sacrifice for your sins, all of them. In His unconquerable love for you, His love in you narrows the space for your sin to operate, displaces the desire to sin in the now time. Such love removes fears, extinguishes dissension. This is the love of God in Christ, that obliterates the murderous plans of the devil. This is the love, His love, that serves as the foundation of your love toward others, even the stranger. In such love we rejoice, even when the gifts that we lack in ourselves are seen so clearly in the gifts of God in our neighbor. The Apostles' blueprint is already yours by the faith that stands on divine promise. He speaks a living, prescriptive description of you. Be self-controlled and sober-minded, for such things lead to the freedom of prayer without hindrance or constraint. Love one another with the love of Christ. Bathe your own sins in His love for the other. Practice hospitality without grumbling. Steward well the gifts that God has provided you. Take heed to the duties of the station to which you have been called now. Speak and serve even today, all so that God would be glorified in the Son forever. And then, you won't let trial or persecution or tribulation catch you off guard. After all, you were expecting nothing else. The temptations which come to us Christians are nothing new. The saints preceding us, who are righteous only by that same faith, suffered exactly the same things, all of which find their meaning and finality in the cross of Christ for the sake of righteousness. We servants are not greater than our master. Did you presume to get off more lightly? Rejoice that you've been so honored, joined with your Savior in such suffering. Allow his unsurpassable peace, the peace that is already yours, to be deepened and strengthened in the knowledge that you've been so blessed day upon day unto the completion of days. The end of all things is the return of the risen Son, who above all else loved you and gave himself up to you, for you up to death upon a cross, that along with him you would be raised to live forever, to join in that refrain which echoes into the ages. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Unto that end, drawing near in his name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the congregations of the North Dakota District and their pastors, together with all schools, teachers, and church workers. We also pray for missionaries Mark and Megan Manti, who serve the Lord in Uganda. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.